The monarch glared at him, then motioned dismissively with his fingertips.
What's done is done, and I'm afraid that includes you, Senator.
Gesturing broadly in the direction of the palace plaza, he said,
Do you really believe that that little political upstart can unseat me? The daughter of mountain peasants?
Palpatine shrugged.
The crowd she has drawn seems to think so. Idealists, Varuna said, sneering. Regressives. They dream of the Naboo of 50 years ago. But they're not about to have their wish.
His finger jabbed the air in front of Palpatine's face.
My first official act following my re-election will be to recall you as senator.
He looked at Lago.
Coon will be Naboo's new representative.
Palpatine frowned in mock disappointment.
Janus Grigatus would be a better choice.
Varuna grew flustered.
A recommendation from you is a condemnation, and I suggest strongly that you remain on Coruscant because you will no longer be welcome on Naboo.
He lowered his voice.
Keep in mind that I have information that can ruin you, Palpatine, in the same way that you, the Naberis, and the rest are attempting to ruin me.
The table fell silent as a squadron of N1 starfighters shot past the arched windows to disrupt the rally in the plaza. Palpatine conjured a smile.
The Naboo will be pleased to see that your space force is good for something, Majesty.
Varuna's bloated face flushed.
More than you know. I told you that I meant to end our partnership with the Trade Federation and Higo Damask, and so I shall.
Palpatine glanced at the hut and her Bandogora minions.
With the help of your new partners. And what will you do? Chase the Trade Federation's freighters out of the Charmel sector? Challenge Damask openly? Damask has betrayed everyone. Ask Gardula. Ask Alexei Garin. The Mune should have learned a lesson 30 years ago from the Gran who targeted him.
Palpatine took secret pleasure in the remark.
And you commit the same egregious blunders they did. What makes you think he didn't?
Varuna started to speak, but bit back what he had in mind to say, and began again.
From this point on, Naboo will manage its own resources. Gardula and Black Sun will supervise the export of plasma and the import of goods, and the Bandogora will protect our interests in the space lanes. It's a pity you won't be a part of it.
A pity, to be sure, Palpatine said, rising to his feet. Until such time as you replace me, Majesty, I will continue to act in Naboo's best interests at Eriadu and on Coruscant. Should I see Damask, I'll be certain to tell him that he underestimated your ambitions.
Varuna locked eyes with him.
Don't concern yourself unduly, Palpatine. You won't be seeing him again.